And looks like we have Hudson Sage and Bryce Gerald in the middle. The ball is up, and it is Gerald with the ball. Gets it over to Stokes over on the right-hand side. And I have to use first names, I think. We have two Stokes on the court. So Blake Stokes back to Gerald at the top of the key. Back to Blake. Finds Gerald inside of the paint. Gerald up for two. His first shot is good, and we have the first on the board. And back to the Glacier Bears, and it is Trevor Cox with the ball. Gets run into by Tyler Gillen. There's a whistle on that, so our first foul is going to be on Tyler Gillen, and that's going to be Haynes Glacier Bear ball in from the side. And it is Swinton over to Cox. Swinton with the ball up to Cunningham at the top of the key. Cunningham going to find Cox over on the right-hand side, driving it back and getting it back to Cunningham. And they're going to find Green down in the paint. Gets a bad hold, so they're going to get it back to Swinton. Swinton's going to shoot. His shot is no good. And it is Gillen with the rebound for Rangel. Gillen puts up for three. His shot is no good. And Rangel's going to take that rebound, get it back out to Gillen. Over to Stokes. Gillen driving in on the baseline. And there is a whistle on that. Looks like the foul is going to be on the Glacier Bears. And that is going to be on Dylan Swinton, his first foul of the night. Inbound, it's going to be Stokes up for two, and his shot is good. Now we have Cox with the ball. Cox and Swinton getting a little bit of pressure back in the backcourt. Stokes knocks away, but Cox is able to keep that ball. Gets it across the half-court line. Gets double-teamed, so hands it off to Cunningham. Cunningham now double-teamed. Rangel putting on a lot of pressure early in the game. Gets it over to Swinton. Swinton looking for an out. Gets it to Cunningham at the top of the key. Cunningham over to Cox. Cox going to shoot for three. It is no good. And it is Rangel on that rebound. Stokes over to Gerald. To Trent Stokes at the top of the key. Back to Stokes. Stokes taking that playmaker position again, finds Trent down in the paint. Trent goes up. His shot is no good, and there is a whistle on that. And that foul is going to be on Hudson Sage. And a non-shooting foul. So actually, they are going to call it a shooting foul. He was in the air at the time. So it's going to send Trent Stokes to the line for his first attempts at free throws. 6 minutes, 8 seconds left on the clock here in this first quarter. First shot is up. First shot is good. Nicely done. One of the things that they were really going to need to work on is free throws. With a great free throw shooting percentage that Haynes Glacier Bears had last night, definitely contributing to the win. So, second shot is good as well. So score is 6-0 in favor of the Rangel team. 6 minutes, 5 seconds left. Green getting some pressure, and that ball is knocked away, but it is knocked out of bounds. On the Rangel team, so Glacier Bear is going to keep that ball. And they're going to call a timeout, a quick timeout on the part of the Glacier Bears, so we will keep it here for right now. So taking a look early, we've got two team fouls on the Glacier Bears, one team foul on the Rangel team. Score is 6-0, 6 minute, 1 second left in this first period. First quarter, sorry. And there is the buzzer, so the referees are going to get those teams back in. And officiating tonight, my bad, is Josh Latchley, Fred Angerman, and Brennan Eagle. Thank you to those officials for all they do. And ball's in play again. Haynes Glacier Bears with that ball after that last knock out of bounds. And it's Swinton up at the top of the key, finding Cox over on the left-hand side. Cox drives in and shoots. Shot is no good. And that is a rebound by the Rangel team. Blake Stokes is going to find Garrett Miller up at the top of the key. He goes to pass in to Trent Stokes, but the pass is low and rolls out of bounds. So it's going to be Glacier Bear ball down on the baseline. Swinton into Cox, getting a couple of man pressure in the backcourt. Cox is able to get it across the line with no problem. He's triple teamed now. Goes to pass to Green. It almost goes out of bounds. Green gets it over, intended for Hudson Sage, but it's knocked away. Rangel has that rebound. And it is Trent Stokes with that ball out to Gerald. Back to Stokes at the top of the key. Stokes taking a couple steps back and bouncing that ball, looking for an open man. Not finding anybody. He's going to drive it himself. Shoots up for two, and it is good. There's also a whistle on that play. And they're going to call a push foul on Trevor Cox. So his first foul. So 2 points good, and a trip to the free throw line for Blake Stokes. And his shot goes up, bounces, and it's in. So score's going to be 9-0, 5 minutes, 3 seconds left in the first quarter. And we have Cunningham now with the ball down here on the Glacier Bear side. Double-teamed and is able to get it away to Matthew Green right outside the paint. And Trent Stokes gets a couple hands on that, trying to force an alternate possession and gets him off his feet. So he's going to be called for traveling. And it's going to be a wrangle ball. So it is Stokes across the line. Glacier Bears choosing not to put pressure in the backcourt. Going to put their pressure down on the inside. And looks like there is a whistle down here. And not sure what that whistle was. Not a foul, but it's going to turn the ball over to the Glacier Bears. So Cox and Swinton behind the line, getting that ball across the half court. And it's going to be Swinton for three. His shot is no good. Rebound by the Glacier Bears. And that's going to be Hudson Sage. And his two-point shot is good. And so that'll be the first 2 points for the Glacier Bears. Trent Stokes now putting up for three. His shot is good. And it'll be Glacier Bear ball. 4 minutes, 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Score is 12-2. Rangel out to an early lead here. Cox has that ball. He's double-teamed. I think Rangel learned he was the top scorer last night, so they're putting a lot of pressure on him. And Cunningham, pressured, tries to get the ball out, and it manages to roll in the hands of Swinton. Green up for two. His shot is no good. And Sage for two. His shot is no good. Rangel with the rebound. And a pretty tough foul. Garrett Miller runs into Swinton, but they're going to call him on traveling. So that ball is going to turn over. Took the ball in his hands and tried to run him over, but they're going to call that traveling, and Cox gets the ball, gets it across to Green. Green over on the left-hand side, double teams, trying to get that ball away. Stokes gets some hands on it, and they're going to whistle, call that a jump ball on alternating possessions. That ball will go to the Haynes Glacier Bears. So it's going to be Swinton inbounding from the baseline, looking for an open man, and finds Cunningham in the back, gets it over to Cox. Cox up at the top of the key, finds Swinton over on the left-hand side. Swinton looks to go for three and chooses not to, passes it off to Cunningham. Cunningham driving down in the middle, gets the ball knocked away, gets it back to Swinton, though. Swinton now getting the ball cross-court to Cox. It's almost knocked away by Gerald, and then it is knocked away by Stokes. Stokes going to drive it down. Stokes puts up for two, and it is good. That shot makes it 14-2 with 3 minutes, 7 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball almost knocked away by Garrett Miller, and a timeout is called. It is going to be a full timeout for the Glacier Bears. So we're going to send it back to KNHS for 30 seconds from your sponsors. Seconds, Kate, Jeanette. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2. And we are back. And it's Glacier Bear ball. Cox taking that ball to Swinton over on the right-hand side of the key. Swinton looking for an open man, getting a lot of pressure from Stokes. Finds Cunningham in the back. Cunningham going to get it back to Swinton. Over to Cox over on the right-hand side. Cox tries to drive in. Finds some players in his way. Gets it out to Cunningham. Back to Matthew Green. Green puts up for two. It is no good. Rebound for Rangel. And there is a whistle on that. And that foul is going to be on Cunningham, his first foul of the game. Glacier Bears with four fouls now, and Wolves with one. Okay, Stokes with the ball. Stokes driving in, finds Trent Stokes under the paint. Trent Stokes puts up, and it is good. Cox with the ball, 2:23 left. He's going to drive it down, try to go to the basket. Can't get past a couple people, so he goes out to Cunningham, out to Swinton. Swinton goes for Cox across, and it's intercepted. And going to be Tyler Gillen in. His shot is no good. Gerald's shot is no good. And that is a rebound by the Glacier Bears. Swinton going to take it over to Cunningham. Tyler Gillen tries to get in there in the middle. Can't, and they're going to call a foul on that. It's going to be a push foul on Gillen. It's going to be his first. Sorry, his second of the game. So Swinton's going to inbound Cox. Cox takes it over to Cunningham. Cunningham over on the right-hand side to Swinton. Runs right out of his hands, out of bounds. And it is Rangel with the ball. They find Gerald over on the left-hand side. Back to Trent Stokes to the top of the key. Over to Dawson Miller. To Stokes over on the right-hand side. Finds Trent Stokes inside in the paint. Trent Stokes going to shoot up for two. It is no good. Rebound. He's got his own rebound. He's going to put it up again. Again, no good. But there is a whistle on that. And that foul is going to be on Cunningham. His second foul of the game. Going to send Stokes to the line. He has five team fouls for the Glacier Bears, two team fouls for the Wolves. Minute 23 left in the first quarter. Score is 16-2. Stokes at the line. First shot is good. And there's going to be a substitution. Cunningham's going to come out, and Stegen is going to come in for him. And second shot. Trent Stokes going to hold that ball for a minute, give it a couple of bounces. It is up. It is good. And there's going to be a substitution on Rangel's part. Stokes is going to come out, and Taryn Privett is going to come in. And Glacier Bears with the ball. Swinton across the line, gets it over to Green. Green bounces it into Sage. Sage holds on to that ball. Puts it up. It is no good. There is a whistle on that. They're going to call it a double dribble, I believe. It's Rangel's ball. They find Privett in at the top of the key. He finds Gillen under the paint. Gillen puts up, and it is good. 1 minute left in this first quarter. Cox with the ball. Goes over right to Green. Green drives the baseline. Goes to put it up. No good, but there was a whistle called beforehand. And looks like somebody may have, okay, they're going to call that on Taryn Privett, his first foul of the game. So it's going to be Swinton inbounding to Cox. Cox puts up for a quick three. No good. And rebound goes to the Rangel team. And it's Dawson Miller out to Gerald. Gerald's going to drive in from the left. Puts up a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Gets it over to Privett. No good. And there is a foul called on that. And that's going to send Privett to the line. The foul is going to be on Dylan Swinton, his second foul of the game. 40 seconds left. Going to send Privett to the line. His first time to the line tonight. First shot is up. First shot no good. And going to have a couple of substitutions. Looks like Gerald is going out and Dow is coming in. And Blake Stokes is going out, and Hyman Teat is coming in, both substitutions for the Rangel team. Privett now at the line for a second shot. Second shot no good as well. Rebound by Sage. Sage gets it over to Cox. Cox is going to go in, looking to drive right. Can't get an in. Gets it over to Swinton. Swinton goes up for three, and it is no good. Rebound by the Rangel team. And there is a whistle. It's a reaching foul. And that's going to be on Jacob Stephen, his first foul of the game. Going to give the ball to Rangel. And as that is the seventh foul, that's going to put the Rangel team in the bonus. 27 seconds left in the first quarter. And that's going to send Davis Dow to the line for his first attempt in this game. 1-1, and his first shot is good. So he will get a second shot. Score is 21-2, 27.8 seconds left in the first quarter. And second shot is good as well. Swinton with the ball now, going across. Long shot to Segan. Segan can't get in, gets it back to Swinton and over to Cox. Cox is going to put up for three. No good. Rebound by Rangel. Gets it over to Miller. Miller taking it across. Going to drive right and try to come in. And his shot is no good, but he is fouled in the meantime. And that foul is going to be on, I believe, Dylan Swinton. No, I'm sorry, Trevor Cox. His second foul of the game. And that's going to send Miller to the line. Miller has his first trip to the line tonight. No points. First shot is good. Going to do a substitution for the Glacier Bears. And looks like Stegan is taking a seat on the bench. And Marty Fowler coming in for him. Second shot is good as well. And that is the end of the first quarter with the score 24-2 in favor of the Rangel Wolves.